From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia and China exercised a double veto Tuesday to block action in the United Nations Security Council aimed at sanctioning the Syrian government for using chemical weapons against its own population. Nikki Haley is the U.S. ambassador to the U.N.
Russia and China made an outrageous and indefensible choice today. They refused to hold Bashar al-Assad's regime accountable for the use of chemical weapons.
The measure, backed by Western nations, would have imposed sanctions on 21 Syrian individuals, organizations, and companies. Even before U.S. President Donald Trump delivers his first speech to Congress Tuesday, Republican and Democratic lawmakers have differing opinions about the speech, as we hear from Michael Bowman.
For the Senate's Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the anticipation is leavened with optimism.
We're all looking forward to what the president has to say tonight. It's a big moment for him. More importantly, it's a big moment for our country.
For Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, anticipation sounds more like dread.
If past is prologue, the president will use populist rhetoric in his speech to hide what he is actually doing.
Lawmakers of both parties told VOA they want details about Trump's economic agenda, from spending priorities to tax reform to health care. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
More than 120 retired U.S. military generals and admirals are urging Congress not to cut spending on diplomacy and foreign aid. Some fear that those two government functions may be targeted in President Trump's first budget proposal. When Mr. Trump unveils his budget proposal Tuesday before Congress, he is expected to call for a $54 billion boost in military spending. This is VOA News.